Welcome to the JAG Podcast. My name is Anthony.
And my name is Rosa.
This week we'll be talking about one of our programmes, Jets Workforce.
So today we're going to be talking to Fedra Dodds. She's our Jets Workforce lead and she'll be giving us insights into her role within JAG. She'll be talking us through how Jets Workforce came to be and how to make the most of it and really help you in your service.
So, Fedra, how are we today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, obviously a little bit giggly, first time on a podcast.
Very anxious, yes.
Well, we've got some nice easy questions for you in your area of expertise. So the first one, we've had a little preview into who you are, what your name is, but could you just delve into a little bit deeper about what your role is with Jets Workforce?
Sure. So I've worked in endoscopy for about 22 years now. I started off as an endoscopy nurse, then became a clinical endoscopist for 20 years in Wales. And about 4 to 5 years ago, I applied for the job of the lead for Jets Workforce with JAG. And I was very shocked and surprised that I got the job, but it has been absolutely transformative. It's been really open, supportive, and I think it's really changing the culture for the whole of endoscopy nursing across the UK.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. 20 years worth of experience was that?
So I've done lots of things in endoscopy. I went to endoscopy originally for the hours, I've got to be honest with you. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 suited me fine after working endless nights on the wards. And then I just kind of fell in love with the specialty, the toys, the accessories, the fact that we can look after patients from the beginning of their journey to the end of their journey in endoscopy, the teamwork, being able to look at pathology on the screen and then being able to do something about it. It just kind of appealed to maybe my inner geek, I think. But I've kind of stuck with it and tried out lots of roles. But for the last 10 years, things have been centered around training and education. And now I'm lucky enough to work for an academy, the Southwest Endoscopy Training Academy, and concentrate on education and training for endoscopy full time.
That's really good. So you mentioned education and training. How did Jets Workforce come about?
So that came about maybe 10, 12, maybe longer years ago. So there was the GIN program, which was really revolutionary in the UK, looking at training and educational opportunities for nurses. There was a lot out there for endoscopists, but that 80% of the workforce in endoscopy, which isn't endoscopists, comprising of healthcare assistants, nurses, decon technicians, leaders and managers, there was not so much out there for them. And it was started by a group of enthusiasts who were really ahead of their time. And they created courses and training modules for nurses to use across the UK, trying to standardize it. In Wales, about 10 years ago, we created a competency framework. This was a written document. And the problem with that was that if we wanted to update anything, we'd have to update the whole publishing run. So that would be incredibly difficult. So then we kind of launched a bit of a petition with JAG, really. There was a group of nurses and we had some meetings with JAG, and JAG were really, really receptive to hearing about nurses' views and about how things could be developed. So then they advertised for the job and I was lucky enough to get it. And then we really started looking at the GIN program and the Welsh program, which was called AWENCEF, taking the best out of them and forming them into Jets Workforce. But because it's hosted by JAG, the advantage that we have is it's standardized across the UK. We can update it as we need to with the IT programmers behind it. And we also have that badge of JAG, which means quality education and training and access for everyone.
So Jets Workforce has got, it covers a lot of groups of different people within the endoscopy sphere, obviously. So could you go into a little about the three competencies and who they would be aimed at?
So there are a couple of levels of competencies within the competency framework, but we have three main programs. The first is the foundation level, and that's for everyone who works in endoscopy, from leaders and managers, staff nurses, healthcare assistants, practice educators, etc. It is an expectation that everyone will be able to access that module. The second part is advanced endoscopy. This has just been released, which is a real feather in our cap because now the whole of the competency framework is released. And this would really be for those who are assisting with advanced endoscopy procedures, such as ERCP, EUS, ESD, etc. And there are competencies there that people can follow, and they can produce their evidence of their competence via DOPS forms. The third section is for leaders and managers in endoscopy. So these would be your unit managers, your deputy unit managers, maybe some of your shining lights who are going to do those jobs in the future. And the kind of topics that this area covers are things like assessing people, giving constructive feedback, leading and managing units. So those are our three main sections.
Mm-hmm. And so within each of those sections, how do you assess people? How does that sort of work?
So each section, and we've tried to keep it simple because my mind is quite simple. I need to keep things very kind of ordered. So in each section, we have e-learning for health modules, which is where we put all of the theory and the evidence for practice. We then have the competency framework, and then we have courses for each section. So if we just take the foundation level, for example, you would demonstrate your competence and confidence to practice by producing reflective accounts where you would maybe look at a scenario that you'd been involved in work and think about the what, the so what, and the now what reflective model. We then have witness statements where other people can say how great you are at things, such as if you're fantastic at doing polypectomy, maybe your endoscopist or a peer could actually write a little piece about you and say how fantastic you are at that. And we also have the direct observation of practical skills, so the DOPS forms. So those are three main areas how you can demonstrate your practice.
Go.
Just how can staff kind of make the most of this? How can they make the most of JET's workforce?
So I would say that staff need to make it simple. This is not complicated. This is definitely not master's level essays. If you want to write master's level essays for your evidence, then that is absolutely wonderful, but no one from JAG is going to read it. This is for your own benefit, and the only people who actually will assess you are your assessors within the unit. So I would say to people, really important is to keep it simple. So write in bullet points, write about things that are really relevant, try and put a bit of evidence in there, but try and use your evidence for as many competencies as you can. So definitely repeat yourselves all over the place. Definitely don't make it complicated. Definitely don't spend hours and hours and hours on things. Keep that for when you want to go for your degree or your master's. But this should be simple and relevant, easy to use, and just to display your competence and confidence in your own practice.
And in terms of personal development, how does that kind of affect it? How does JET's workforce benefit personal development for staff and for trainees?
So it can act as a passport for people if they want to transfer between units, because this program is all over the UK. So it can actually demonstrate your levels of practice. We also have an opportunity for people who are teaching others to be able to demonstrate their competence in different therapies and different assisting techniques. So for example, if you assist with ERCP and you're so good at it that you actually teach others, that is recognized within the competence. So it can support your progression. Within endoscopy, we've had some new roles recently, such as practice educators, practice facilitators, and there's a lot of diversity within endoscopy to actually plan your career. So the JETS workforce can help with that because it can show that you have achieved competence within your practice. It can show that you've followed a structured program and that you've completed some training and education. It can support revalidation process, which us nurses have to undergo every 3 years. And it can also inspire people to actually be able to see what they can do within their role. So just to keep interested in the specialty and to keep progressing.
That sounds really good. Is there no other current training pathway for endoscopy nurses as well, is that right?
So there are other courses out there, definitely, and there's lots of innovation in this field now, which is excellent. There are some hemostasis courses, for example, some polypectomy courses for nurses. There are some courses run by industry, which would teach nurses. But I think the unique point with this is that this is underpinned by JAG. Mm. So it's for NHS and for independent sector. It's for all members of the workforce, whoever they may be within endoscopy, it covers everyone. And it's free to use if you're registered with JAG as a centre.
Yeah, and that's perfect, isn't it, at the moment, a nice freebie. That's really, really nice.
Yeah.
It's great to hear there are so many benefits to it for individuals. Would you say from a managerial perspective of a service, there's many benefits that you see in the running of a service? How does it affect it from that angle?
So I think if you're a leader and manager in endoscopy, I think traditionally this group of people have not received training. There are lots of generic training out there. There's lots of generic nursing leadership training or how to teach training for nurses. But within JETS workforce, I think its unique selling point is that it's all endoscopy based. So if you go on an Endo 1, 2 or 3 course, it's all going to be endoscopy based. All the scenarios are endoscopy based, all of the discussion points are endoscopy based, and this is really different from other courses that you can go on. I think endoscopy is growing at such a fast rate and the complexity of the procedures that we are doing are expanding exponentially now, that we actually need endoscopy-based courses now. I think if you look at other specialties such as intensive care or A&E, they've had their specialty courses around for an awfully long time. And endoscopy now, I think we're just about putting our head above the parapet.
Great to hear. And so also for managers, I know that the Endo 3 courses and the Endo 3 competencies are more directed towards those sorts of people in those roles. So how did the development of that come about? What was the behind the scenes of how that went?
I think it was from talking to lots of leaders and managers in endoscopy and them identifying that even when they signed on to maybe master's courses or degree courses or tried to access modules, they found it really difficult to actually be able to put forward their endoscopy experience. There are lots of new managers coming into endoscopy now who maybe haven't worked in endoscopy, and they were finding it really, really difficult to get their head around things like JAG, the workforce requirements, the type of work that we actually do, which is significantly different from, say, a ward-based activity or even another specialty activity. So we kind of identified that there was a gap in the market, that there were no courses that really addressed this group. And so we've been really busy. We've had our stakeholder group and we've been busy trying to design a course which would meet their needs. We've spent a lot of time listening to people out there, what they actually need, what they want. And we want everything with JETS Workforce to be highly practical and pragmatic.
So the next Endo 3 courses will actually be happening on the 3rd of March in Liverpool and the 12th of May. So it's a good point at which to plug them in. If you do want to sign up for those Endo 3 courses, you can go to the JETS Workforce website, which is jetsworkforce.thejag.org.uk.
Fedra, thank you very much for coming in today. We've enjoyed it immensely. We've learned a lot about JETS Workforce and its benefits and its many different areas. Thank you for listening today to the listener as well. We hope you found it very informative. We have more interviews to help you and your service available wherever you get your podcasts. You can also keep up to date with all things JAG by checking out our website, thejag.org.uk, and our Twitter, @JAG_endoscopy. See you next time.
See you later. Bye.